Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Howard Bender at RotoBuzzGuy on Twitter, and you're listening to Quick Hits on the Fantasy Alarm Podcast. Well, 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 folks, what's going on here? You wake up early Saturday morning on the West Coast and you hear big, big trade news. That's right, the Vikings, in the wake of the Teddy Bridgewater decimated knee, have gone out now and made a deal with the Philadelphia Eagles and have acquired quarterback Sam Bradford to now start guiding the ship in Minnesota. Very interesting deal right now. The Vikings actually give up a 2017 first-round draft choice and a conditional 2018 draft choice. Now, it's a fourth rounder for right now in 2018, but if Bradford leads the Vikings to the NFC Championship, that pick becomes a third rounder. And if he can guide them over to the big dance in the Super Bowl, that becomes a second round pick. Unbelievable deal here right now, and kind of boggles the mind just in the sense of what the Vikings were willing to give up. A first round pick for next year. That's a tall order for a guy like Sam Bradford, who, I'm not saying the guy doesn't have talent, but the guy also has a massive, massive injury history. Very, very troubling knee. And let's face it, I mean, he's played, what, 16 games once, twice since he's entered the NFL? He has not lived up to expectations, but he is certainly better than Sean Hill, the quarterback the Vikings were going to have to go with unless they made a move. So let's break this down for you real quick, and let's throw down the fantasy football analysis of how that's going to affect. Let's start off with the Eagles right now. And this one's actually kind of a tricky situation because for the Eagles, it kind of it basically puts some crap up in the air here. The Eagles say that if Carson Wentz is through his rib injury and is able to start in week one, then they are going to throw that rookie into the fire and they're going to use Wentz for week one. I believe they play the Rams in opening week, but I'm not 100% sure because I don't look at the Eagles' schedule. In any event here, Carson Wentz could be leading the Eagles downfield if he is healthy. If not, Chase Daniel is going to be the one to run that offense for them. I don't personally like it. I hate throwing a rookie into the fire like that. I believe that a rookie in the NFL, rookie quarterback, unless you're talking about somebody who transcends NFL versus college differences, guys like Peyton Manning, then, you know, to throw a rookie into the fire like this right now, how many guys have we seen fail miserably? Great in college, lousy in the pros. It happens all the time. So Wentz starting off there for the Eagles does not excite me very much. Chase Daniel doesn't excite me a lot for using him as a quarterback. However, I do think that Chase Daniel might open up things a little bit better for the rest of the Eagles on the offense. Now, you've got some serious issues here, whether it's Wentz or Daniel. Not that you were really that high on Jordan Matthews. Maybe you were. I personally wasn't because he crapped on the first half of my season last year. So I'm a little down on him. I've, you know, and never been a huge Eagles guy to begin with. But Jordan Matthews, Nelson Aguilar, who else is over there in that wide receiving core? Yeah, exactly. Doriel Green, Beckham, Josh Huff. I mean, these are not names that you guys are going to want. Now, what it also does is it kind of makes things a little bit more difficult for Ryan Matthews. Ryan Matthews, who obviously an injury risk as is now going to see probably some serious box stacking if the Eagles start to lean a little bit more heavily on the run because they don't want to put all that pressure on Wentz and or Daniel. So Matthews now, to me, he's going to see the rock a number of times. He's going to get a lot of carries. He's probably going to see a few catches out in the flat, even though that's supposed to go to Darren Sproles. I think Matthews is going to see more touches based on this move. I do not like what it does for the Eagles wide receivers there. I'm downgrading Matthews, and I was never big on Aguilar or Doriel Green Beckham to begin with, so they're non-entities for me. Zach Ertz and Brent Celek as the tight ends, you know, maybe your younger quarterback starts to try and lean a little bit heavier on the tight end. I don't know. to me, it doesn't affect the value whatsoever of either guy, either Ertz or Selleck. Most people prefer Ertz. I'm very lukewarm on him to begin with. So from the Eagles' standpoint here, while the trade helps them draft-wise next year, the year after that, I don't love this move for them. It's going to be tough to see how things get going. Now, flipping it over to the Minnesota Vikings. This actually improves them. I mean, let's face it. You didn't want to go with Sean Hill. And Teddy Bridgewater never really had a great arm to begin with. So now you're throwing in a guy like Sam Bradford, who's got a good arm, who's got some football sense to him, who's got some NFL experience here. Okay, now he's leading this offense. Adrian Peterson is not going to see a whole bunch of box stacking like they would have done had Sean Hill been under center there. So, you know, for me, this kind of gives Adrian Peterson not so much a boost, but, you know, just kind of leaves him where you thought he was going to be. A lot of people have been down on Adrian Peterson here in the preseason, and rightfully so. Listen, you know, Peterson's getting older. He had that great year running with the chip on his shoulder. Does he have that attitude this year? Does he have that fire that's going to drive him like it drove him last season? I'm not so sure about that. So there is a little bit of concern, but as far as adding Bradford to the mix, it can really only help Peterson see his touches, see his work, and be able to, you know, defenses having to stay honest facing Sam Bradford. This also helps out the wide receiving core. Stephon Diggs now gets a little bit of a boost. He got the downgrade once Bridgewater went down, but he gets that boost back up, and he actually, in my opinion, gets a little bit of a boost even higher than had Teddy Bridgewater been the starting quarterback for this team. Again, I say Bradford's got a better arm, and I think that Diggs is going to be able to really spread the spread the field, spread the defense, be able to, you know, do good solid work in one-on-one coverage over there. Are they going to bring the safety over to kind of help out? They may have to, depending on what Charles Johnson does. Again, Charles Johnson should be starting opposite Stephon Diggs, and this actually gives him a slight boost in value. None of these guys, I mean, let's face it, Diggs is the guy who gets the attention, and Laquon Treadwell, the rookie who's coming into the Vikings this year. Those are the two guys that are getting the attention. Charles Johnson, not so much. So when you're looking, if you're thinking about drafting, then, you know, this coming week, I'm still not so high on these guys that I would be running out to grab them. Diggs in the middle rounds, yes, I'm going to give him a look now that Bradford is here. Laquon Treadwell, I'm not really so sure that this bumps him up too much. I would still look at him as your typical rookie wide receiver. He's got a little bit better of a quarterback now to work with, but I don't think that affects his value. The interesting thing here is what happens to the value of Kyle Rudolph. Now, North Turner runs this offense. We all know that, and North Turner's going to do what North Turner does. The new tight ends coach for the Minnesota Vikings is Pat Shurmur. Pat Shurmur has worked with Sam Bradford both in St. Louis and in Philadelphia. So if he starts to, you know, teach Kyle Rudolph some of Bradford's nuances, what Bradford likes, what he doesn't like, this could actually put some more targets in the lap of Kyle Rudolph. I don't think it's going to be a lot, and I don't think that I'm bumping up Kyle Rudolph on my draft board at all. But if you're looking for a second tight end, Kyle Rudolph isn't going into the very, very late rounds, and I'm talking like 15th, 16th round. So if you have the chance to kind of build a little tight end depth, you're not thrilled with who your tight end is to start, I would probably give Kyle Rudolph just another look and see what he's, you know, what he can do. Because, again, Pat Shurmur is going to start whispering in his ear. He's going to start whispering in Sam Bradford's ear, and maybe that's going to kind of help things out. So overall here, crazy trade to wake up to. Absolutely love it. I can't say that it's going to be immense fantasy fireworks here for everybody. Vikings get a little bit of a bump. Eagles, in my opinion, still get a little bit of a downgrade here. But overall, nobody is anybody that I'm running out to grab and really just, you know, input into my starting roster. All right, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. This has been Quick Hits with Howard Bender here on the Fantasy Alarm Podcast. Take care.